Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Russia, authorities say 11 people were killed, 15 others wounded in an armed attack on a Russian military training ground for troops who are preparing to deploy to Ukraine. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has more.
In a statement, Russia's defense ministry said two armed assailants opened fire on a military training ground for volunteer fighters in the Belgorod region bordering Ukraine Saturday morning. The statement, which was released hours after the shooting, labeled the attackers terrorists who were killed in an ensuing firefight. Both, the ministry claimed, were from countries part of a commonwealth of former Soviet republics, but provided no further details. The deadly attack comes amid public criticism of a government mobilization drive to inject fresh troops into Ukraine, with widespread reports of under-equipped and poorly trained recruits. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Asylum seekers from Venezuela who were recently expelled under a new Biden administration policy introduced this week staged a protest on an international bridge in the Texas-Mexico border yesterday. They shut down traffic for more than 4 hours. Texas Public Radio's Pablo De La Rosa has more.
A group of Venezuelan migrants protested their recent expulsion from the U.S. by marching onto Gateway International Bridge in Brownsville, Texas, showing medical vaccination bracelets they obtained while in the U.S. Onlookers captured video on social media. That's their country and we respect it, but we ask for asylum inside. What's their obligation? To do justice. But to remove those who are already inside, that isn't justice. Venezuelans had been allowed to pursue asylum claims inside the country until this week, when the U.S. government changed that policy. Authorities in Mexico worked with U.S. agencies to coordinate an end to the protest. I'm Pablo de la Rosa in McAllen.
In southwest Florida, recovery efforts from Hurricane Ian continue. Today, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell and Governor Ron DeSantis toured Fort Myers Beach to assess the situation. Criswell praised DeSantis, state and local resources that she says have contributed to major progress already seen in these hard-hit areas. And she says FEMA will stay as long as needed.
This is definitely an all-of-society approach, and everybody's pitching in. And when you say all hands on deck, Governor, that's really what you're seeing.
DeSantis says the process is still going on and that the areas along the coast most affected will likely take some time to fully recover.
There's been a lot of effort going to have a rapid recovery. We're going to continue to do that, but there's definitely going to be this intervening period.
Criswell says there are 14 disaster recovery centers that are open in conjunction with the state. You're listening to NPR News. Strikes are continuing at some French refineries as one hardline union holds out amidst what it calls oil companies' massive profits. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports France has been rocked by the two-week strike, which has caused shortages of gas stations around the country.
Total Energy's agreed to a wage increase of 7% plus bonuses with two of the main unions, but a third refused. The more hardline CGT called the company's offer a provocation. The strike action was lifted at two Esso ExxonMobil refineries Friday after the French prime minister intervened to get supply to service stations restarted. The French generally support decent working wages, and figures show about a third of the population supports the strikers. But consumers have also been angry about long lines at empty gas stations. President Emmanuel Macron said the gas stations should be back to normal by next week. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
In Turkey, funerals for the miners who were killed in a coal mine explosion in the northern part of the country have begun. This as officials raised the death toll to at least 41. 110 miners who were working in the mine when the explosion happened last night at the state-owned Turkish Hard Coal Enterprises mine. And officials say 11 miners were hospitalized. 58 others managed to get out of the mine either on their own or they were rescued unharmed. Turkey's president arrived at the scene today after tweeting that any neglect would be punished. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.